This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good evening. How many more times before we miss the mark? This is Peter Scoop Stanton, just barely getting online because I had to reboot the...
This is Walter Yerkew here on 7-5 Radio.
Hey, Walt, I'm here.
Oh, are you there?
Yep. I just made it by the skin of my teeth. How am I coming in?
Am I coming in
Lima Charlie?
I'm having trouble in the studio here this morning with this microphone set up. So
right.
I lose you, I'll clock back in. But go ahead, take it away, Scoop.
Okay, once again, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio with a very tardy Scoop Stanton and Walter Yerkew. First order of business, we have some good news. There were no law enforcement officers within these United States that was killed in line of duty. However, now for the bad news. There were two police officer suicides. The first one is Sergeant Lin Hong Lee of the New York City Police Department. He died Monday due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And also... the same Monday, Officer Thomas J. Bamba of the Montgomery County, Maryland Police Department killed himself in Silver Spring, Maryland. Reported to Central Control that there were some disorderly individuals on the roof, and then he, for whatever reason, took a service weapon and took his own life. This is the 10th member of the service of the New York City Police Department that... committed suicide in 2019 alone. I mean, NYPD's averaging one person a month. Officer Bamba, as far as we know, is the first member of the Montgomery County Police Department to take his own life. Now, for Sergeant Lee, allegedly, according to the internet, I don't know how true this is because investigation is still ongoing, there was allegations of bullying against him, which I kind of... I don't foresee because of two things. One, he was a supervisor, he was a sergeant, and if he has cops bullying him, we can give him what they call a command discipline, number one. Number two, he was a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. The Marine Corps is where they turn boys into men, and you don't graduate basic training with, being a type B personality. So hopefully the facts will come out and we'll see why exactly Sergeant Lee and Officer Bamba decided to take their own lives. And I don't know about you, Walt, but this is just, I'm getting pretty sick and tired just talking about the same things. We tell people, please seek help. Call us, contact us alone. We got no problems talking to people. In fact, we helped that one gentleman in Florida who was very distraught based on his lifestyles and his political beliefs because he's very conflicted. He was a homosexual, but a veteran of the U.S. Navy and a Trump supporter. And by the grace of God, actor James Woods got help for that gentleman. But, I mean, there is help out there, people. Don't take man in your own hands. Call somebody. Call me. Call Walt. Call 911. We'll give this suicide hotline information after the end of the segment. Walt, anything you want to add? Walt, you there? Okay, I think we lost Mr. EQ. But anyways, for anybody that needs some help, professional help, the number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Hotline Prevention number. Please seek help. And so anyways, we hope, pray for the New York City Police Department, the Montgomery County Police Department, for their hope that they seek whatever comfort that needs. Well, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back on. We'll see how long this one lasts. I missed.
Okay,
I'm sure we're on the same page with this horrible success. Some kind of ongoing corruption probe, but there's no details on it with the sergeant. And I don't know what you talked about while I was trying to feed my hamster to get that wheel going again. But we have, a serious problem. In reading through all the lines and the internet and such like that, 170 law enforcement police officers, that includes correction, peace officers, marshals, have committed suicide this year alone. 170. That's an awful lot of people that are taking their own lives for whatever reason they may have. But in this particular instance, like I said, just on reading, I don't have any confirmation on anything. I've got a few feelers out going up there in New York with a few friends that I still might have up what's going on with this young man, 33 years old. His wife come in and found him, and a horrible thing to have to go through. And where was De Blasio, whatever his name is, De Blasio? They call him Big Bird at the Columbus State Parade the other day. It's unfortunate that they're calling this a fight. There's no fight about it. You know, this is an issue that's been going on and come to light this past summer when, the number reached 5 and then 6 and 7 and 8. Don't know what's going on. Each of these officers are all heroes just wearing that shield. And sometimes that department, as much as I love it, doesn't treat them like they should be treated.
Right.
If something happens to you, if you're caught with, let's just use that old adage. If you're caught with your hand in the cookie jar, or if you're under investigation, or how we put it on the street, if you get jammed up somehow, the internal affairs, what was it, internal affairs, IAB now, Internal Affairs Bureau, treat you like crap. You, as a police officer, if something happens to you, you have a mechanism. Is it shameful or embarrassing to you and your family if you get caught dirty? Absolutely. But you got to seek help. Like who said, contact somebody, suicide hotline, contact us. Do an outside agency.
Hey, while we're coming on our first break, we'll finish this up next break and talk about Elijah Cummings, who's no longer with us.
To leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change.
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be. They would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back. Hopefully, Mr. Yerky put enough coins in the pay telephone so we can hear him. Walt, you still with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm hanging on by a thread.
Okay, great.
All right. Right. Getting back to Sergeant Lee. I don't know what to say about this. It's hard. Police department is calling it, and quote, a phenomenon called suicide contagion. You know, they're coming up with all this fancy nonsense and crap that is absolutely not helping anybody. There are smartphones. The police department gives out smartphones. I guess, you know, like you see on TV, you know, you call Central instead of Radio Central. You know, you call your sergeant, you know, the patrol supervisor instead of asking for him on the radio, which I guess is a good thing. On these smartphones is an app, according to NYPD sources, that you can, you know, get on that app and look and seek help. Now, I talked about this earlier this year, when suicides were becoming, you know, a big part of the news with the NYPD especially, that, you know, it's not confidential. And that's what sucks about their programs. Everybody freaking knows about it before you even get down to the door at psych services. You know, they need to change that name to maybe mental health services or something. Everybody knows it already because somebody has to get that call and put in a computer and put in a report. It's not confidential anymore, if it ever was. I mean, you know, when I was having trouble with my marriage and stuff, you know, when I was on the job, and the police surgeon decided, well, I'm going to recommend you see a psychologist at psychological services. You know, I didn't want to go, but I went. You know, I had to go. I was ordered to go. And let me tell you something. You know, you walk in, and you see people that you were in the academy with. You see people that you've known all your life that, you know, that are on the job. And, you know, they're not there for the services. They work there. So it's not confidential. And the officers know this. It's something that's taught to you in the police academy. And Michael mentioned this in the – Michael Dowd mentioned this in the documentary that, you know, you get somebody from internal affairs comes down to the – your academy class and gives you a lecture on, you know, being a good cop and, you know, calling up and, you know, if you see something wrong, or, you know, call drop a dime is what they call, you know, as far as corruption goes. Okay. But then as soon as the guy leaves, you know, the officer in charge of the room, you know, your official company instructor will say, well, you can do it that way or you can do it the other way and just keep your mouth shut and don't do anything about it because you don't want to get labeled as, you know, as a rat or a psycho or anything like that. And this is what's happening. You know, that blue wall is super. It's wonderful. It's a great clique or fraternity, if you will. But there's no help when you want to reach out. The only way that some of these guys are staying is suicide. They don't want to resign and go away because maybe they feel that that's, you know, a coward's way out. That's the coward's way out of it. You know, just turn in your badge and your gun and you're done. A lot of these guys, you know, I'm sure they don't want to do that. And they reach such a point, the boiling point, where, you know, they take their police-issued weapon and unfortunately they use it only once, one more time.
Right. And, police suicide is so common that, you know, NYPD has a term for it, and we call it eating your gun. So, and people would joke about, yeah, if I ever did such and such, I'd eat my gun. And which is sad. You should not have a term. It should be rare as Halley's Comet, if not more rare. But, you know, here's another point. You know, these men and women out there who are thinking of, you know, making a terrible, terrible mistake, you know, they have not only do they have a duty to the community that they serve, they also have a duty to the people who went before them who did not want to go, such as Officers Lou Ramos, Familia, Sergeant Tizzulo, Randolph Holder, Sergeant Stiles in Detroit. You know, all the names that we read off that were murdered in the line of duty or just killed line of duty, just handling traffic accidents, responding to calls for service. I mean, you know, it's... You know, those people wanted to go home at the end of the night, but for whatever reason, God called them home early. So, again, if you're thinking about doing it, think about all the people who you work with, that person on the left or right at roll call or ahead of you or behind you, they want to go home at the end of the night, you know, and you have a duty, you know, even if you're not part of that department, you have a duty to survive and be very productive. Another one, Ronnell Singh out in California, Deputy Singh in down in Harris County, Texas. You know, I could go on and on and on. You know, these people also had families. These people saw everything that you've seen. So, I mean, you have a duty to carry their name on. I mean, we don't want any more names at the wall down in D.C. So, anyways, once again, that number for suicide prevention is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. You will remain anonymous. It will not go to the job. They don't know who we are, but seek help. I mean, our information is out there on social media, at 75show_show at Twitter, on the website, on the Facebook. Get a hold of me, Walt, Mike Guerin. I mean, Mike Guerin, he almost made a terrible mistake, but thank God he didn't. And, you know, he lived to tell about it, and he's doing great things for everybody. He's doing great things for us. He's doing great things for Topless Outlaw Tracks. He's doing great things for his new gig working for at the car dealership. And I talked to Mike, and he's, you know, his bosses are very impressed with what he's done. Because, I mean, that man, it might take him an hour and a half to tell you a 60-minute story, but his mind just goes a 100 miles an hour without question. But, you know, Mike Guerin's a perfect example, and he's a happy, productive citizen. And, you know, and so, again, if you're thinking about doing it, think about everybody that went before you who did not go home but wanted to go home. So, I mean, it's just an easy way out. Well, you got anything before we start our next segment, even though we got a couple seconds left?
No, just to suicide prevention hotline. I mean, you know, the apps that are on the smartphone, like I said, with the police department issues, if all else fails, do it. You know, if all else fails, do it. Don't delay. It's just going to boil over and it's not going to end well.
Right. Another option, contact your union, contact the FOP, contact another police officer. I mean, do something. I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather have, you know, knowing you as a former police officer say that's delivering for UPS than, you know, just another statistic. Oh, here's Officer Smith from the Baltimore City Police Department who committed suicide. I mean, the statistics are just off the chain. But anyways, enough about that. Somewhat other news. Representative Elijah Cummings from Baltimore, Maryland, has passed away. Mr. Cummings was the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He died in Johns Hopkins University Hospital at the age of 68 due to unknown illness. And when we come back after the break, we'll talk about the life of one Elijah Cummings. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland has passed away. The former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, who also chaired the GOP National Committee, says the Baltimore representative was dedicated to helping people.
He cared so deeply about not just the city of Baltimore, but the state of Maryland and the country of the United States. And he brought that passion every day in the Congress.
Cummings staffers say he had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. Congressman Elijah Cummings was 68. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now in Turkey, pushing for a ceasefire in northern Syria, set to meet with the Turkish president. Although the Turkish president, who sent in military forces last week after President Trump pulled U.S. troops out of the region, says he will not agree to a ceasefire. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. ambassador to the European Union says President Trump instructed him to run Ukraine policy through Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. In an opening statement to House investigators, Gordon Sondland said he was disappointed but did comply with the president's order. He's being deposed behind closed doors now in the House impeachment inquiry. Megyn Kelly is calling for an independent investigation into how NBC handled sexual misconduct allegations aimed at former Today Show host Matt Lauer. On Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight, Kelly said there were needs to have an independent look into whether NBC executives put dollars ahead of decency. The Lauer allegations are back in the spotlight thanks to a new book from Ronan Farrow. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were around 214,000. That's up more than 4,000 than the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back. We are talking about Representative Elijah Cummings from Baltimore, Maryland, who passed away on Thursday. Mr. Cummings was 68 years old, suffering from what as staffers are saying, long-term illness. And that's what kills me about Washington politics. You got these people who are senior citizens, Elijah Cummings, Ted Kennedy, and John McCain, just to name a few. They're suffering from one illness or another, but they step down. No, they keep going until they just croak in office. He died at the prestigious Johns Hopkins University Hospital. Of course, he didn't go to the free clinic around the corner. He's been a U.S. representative in the House for 26 years, representing the citizens of Baltimore. And before that, he spent 16 years in the State Assembly in Maryland, representing the people of Baltimore. And I can honestly say he's done nothing for the people of Baltimore. His district is still very poor, very crime-ridden. His constituents are shooting his other constituents in Baltimore. I did not hear any federal contracts going to Baltimore. I never heard Representative Cummings saying that he's bringing a company like Amazon or even Wegmans. Wegmans is a grocery store chain in upstate New York that is coming down to the D.C. capital region. And it's kind of like it's kind of like a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, but more of a bigger variety. But it's also a better price too. But no Whole Foods, no Trader Joe's, no Wegmans, no Walmart going to his district. But while his people are living in poverty and babies have no fathers because they're in jail, and his constituents are shooting each other. He spoke out against illegal alien children. He was on the House Oversight Committee and berating members of Homeland Security, including the Secretary of Homeland Security, yelling and screaming about kids sitting in feces and defecating in aluminum sheets, which is not the case. If you ever seen the movie The Wire, and all the crooked politicians, including Clay Davis, I wouldn't be surprised if Clay Davis, is the character from The Wire, is appointed the seat until the special election. But the TV show The Wire on HBO just nailed Baltimore to a T, from the very corrupt, very inept police department, very political, to the politics at City Hall, to the politics at the state level. So anyways, of course, something that people starting to forget about was that the Trump administration in 2019 alone, or 2018, gave $16 billion in housing grants to Elijah Cummings' district. $16 billion with a B. So we don't know where the money's going, but we got to worry about illegal alien children down at the border. Walt, do you have any thoughts on Representative Cummings?
Well, you know, it's not just the Baltimore district. You know, there's districts all over this country. It sounded like Mr. Trump was always picking on Mr. Cummings about, I believe he called it a disgusting rat and rodent infested district, that Elijah needs to, you know, pay attention to his district and clean it up. You know, and Mr. Cummings would say, well, I wake up every morning and I go down and I help my constituents as much as I can. Now, you know, maybe he did, you know, to a certain point. However, you know, Mr. Cummings also said that not all black communities, you know, are, you know, in such a distress, as Mr. Trump called them, rat infested communities. He said that that was hurtful. Cummings said that that was hurtful to him. Well, you know, the truth hurts. You know, it was true. It is true. It'll be true. Whoever takes over sure as hell ain't going to take care of anything in Baltimore, because the people up in Chicago ain't taking care of Chicago. There was a time in the 80s and the 90s that nobody was taking care of New York City. New York City's, you know, jumped by leaps and bounds about trying to clean up the the areas where I'm going to quote Michael Obama, under-resourced communities. Did I say Michael? Oh, yeah, probably. Well, it used to be Michael. Anyway, you know, he called it under-resourced communities. Now, you know, I think they're the highest resourced communities, you know, personally speaking. Mr. Cummings was a smokescreen, I believe. You know, another Democratic left side smokescreen. Every time somebody Republican came up, you know, he always shoot him a new pocket in the back of his pants or her pants. But when there was a Democrat on the hot seat, which is very rare, praised the person's work in their community and helping their constituents. And this is a very nice person. So, you know, it's a boxing match between left and right. Mr. Cummings was the first one out to throw punches. A few minutes ago, you talked about how, you know, we got these career politicians that just hang on until they die. You know, what I'm reading here online since this morning, since the news came over the wire, is that Mr. Cummings has been suffering from these health issues for a number of years. Now, you know, there's got to be a limit. You know, you got to step down. When you're in the middle of doing something and the doctor says, well, you got a year and a half to live, some of these people are taking on, well, okay, I'm going to do what I can to who I can, no matter how I could do it, for a year and a half. And he left, you know, a legacy. He left a legacy of a mess. Instead of stepping down, stepping aside, retiring, and handing the reins over to, you know, whether it's another Democrat or a Republican, to take his seat, he stayed and stayed and stayed. He overstayed his welcome. You know, just like John Boy out there in Arizona. You know, he was given the word, you're going to die. But what did he do? He just kept running his mouth and running his mouth. I mean, you know, there's a time where you got to step aside. Let newer people take over. Let younger people take over, you know, with better ideas and help this country along. Because, you know, in 6 months, you ain't going to be here, Jack. You know, so what's the difference?
Right.
You know, why?
Here's the thing. The money's too good. You know, they don't want to give up the money. They don't want to give up the power. So they're going to stay there till they croak in office.
You know, another thing that, you know, not just Cummings, but, you know, any of these. Now, these are low-level, I would say, you know, low-level elected officials, okay? They can only work in numbers. You know, they can only work on committees, except in their own district, you know? So, you know, these politicians, and I saw this, you know, a long time ago. There was a wreck on the Southern State Parkway, and we couldn't get through, and people were standing outside in their cars and stuff. And there was two guys that walk up to the police officers, flashed some kind of credentials that they were councilmen, you know, in Suffolk County. And the officers opened up the side of the road so they could get by and go on their way. Man, kiss my boot, you know. Dude, what about me? I got to get home too. So anyway, you know, they got these special privileges. And it looks like we're working for them, but, you know, they really are working for us. Doesn't matter if you're left or right, Democrat or Republican or Tea Party or Green Party or Blue Party or Orange Party. It doesn't matter. You work for us. Sorry. That was my Andy Rooney for the week.
That was Walter Yerkew. Andy approves this message.
But
anyways, right. All right. Real quick, homeowners associations. My wife had the misfortune we live in an HOA community. My wife had the misfortune. Some dirtbag across the street works from home. He has a ponytail and a ball cap, which tells me he's bald. Gave my wife the business because our dog did the business in a common area. And so this piece of trash has not stepped out of his house to walk his dog. Because trust me, I've been outside all the time. But HOAs were started to keep the common areas kept up and trash removed and things like that. But they just been going out of control. We've heard stories about swing sets that were the wrong color, and that resulted in threats of fines and legal action. The guy with the loser across the street threatened my wife. Said, "Well, I'm gonna tape you walking your dog and not clean up your dog's business." I said, "Go right ahead. They're not gonna call the cops." I said, "Go right ahead. I'm sure the local authorities would be coming over here like a 1085 for a dog poop." But anyways, moral of the story is stay out of HOAs because they're not worth it. Let's open up the mailbag after we talk about the little Mikey Garen. This is 75 Radio coming back at you.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Last Saturday, our not-so-sexy intern director of marketing, Mike Garen, went to I-75 Raceway, and he had the chance to drive the BR-549 also known as the Hee-Haw Special, owned by one Cody Moffitt. Except there was a couple of problems. First problem is that the little Mikey was a little too big to sit in the cockpit. They are able to secure a can of Crisco to grease up Mr. Garen and get him in the cockpit. But then, as he sat in the cockpit, he said, "Well, what's the second pedal on the left?" Well, that's a clutch. Well, I can't drive automatic standard transmission. I only do automatic. Where's the? How do I put it in drive? So, unfortunately, Mike was unable to do the hot lap over at I-75 Raceway, but he said a good time was had by all. And also, last week we were talking for so long, we didn't get a chance to get the mailbag. Well, you got the mailbag open?
Yeah, I do. I'm hoping that my hamster keeps. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's start off with, it says, Stoop, whatever you do, please stop mentioning your not-so-sexy intern, Mike Guerin, and his side project selling pre-owned vehicles at Auto Simple at 443rd Street Southwest in Cleveland, Tennessee. If you want to complain to Mike, that we call him our not-so-sexy intern, give him a call at 423-476-4600. Probably reach them between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., I'm guessing. So, and this person also goes and says, I don't care that all you need is a pay stub and a down payment as low as $600, and all cars go through a 200-point inspection. Now, you know, and plus the vehicle history of Carfax. And this is by Mr. G in Tennessee. You know, I have no idea what a 200-point inspection would be. But go call Mike and tell Mike about our mailbag. Yeah, this one I don't agree with. It says, Scoop, we want our music back. And it says, from the 70s. You know, the 70s. Had great music up until about 1974, you know, because the music that we play is good old fashioned rock and roll. Those are our bumps. And you know, this somebody in 74 and 75 thought it was a good idea to mix, you know, funk and rock and roll and probably some jazz and come up with some kind of music called. And that didn't go very well. Just ask the people in Comiskey Park that were in Comiskey Park in the middle of that doubleheader when they blew up all those records and stuff. And ask somebody about that. So we love our bumper music. Somebody needs to realize that. You know, we play good bumper music. And we're not going to change it.
Well,
and then, yeah.
Well, here's the thing about our bumper music. Our opening song that came out in 68, the first bumper by the Allman Brothers, the first commercial that came out in 69. And then for the halfway point, the outro, When the Music's Over, came out in 67. Coming out for their third break, that was Blind Faith that came out in 1968. So, we got 60s and 70s music, so there, 1970s.
And
read the next one.
Once again, people, you know, music took a nosedive when James Douglas Morrison passed away in Paris in 1971. So it's, you know, maybe that's what they're talking about. Anyway, mailbag segment sucks, and this is addressed to you. You know, I just do the reading. So, people don't like my voice. People don't like the way I speak. You know, not like I talk like Rocky. I talk like me.
Right. Well, who signed the letter that said the mailbag sucks?
It says everyone. So, you know, these keyboard operators are out there and just you know, sending you know, nonsense over the internet, world wide web. So, right. You know, so far, you know, no notice. Nobody said nothing about me, you know, anyway.
Why is that?
Okay. I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, I must be the good son on this radio station. I must be the good son. Your homeowners association looks like. It says, this is your second notice. Number one, clean up your dog crap. Number two, according to the Fairwinds Homeowners Association bylaws, section 18.2, subsection 9, automobiles are not to be parked in the front lawn in the subsection 9 B, repairs of automobiles anywhere other than the driveway or designated parking is also prohibited. As a friendly reminder, please remove your Christmas decorations. Well, you hang on to those decorations there, Scoop, because, you know, in a couple of weeks that they're going to be very fashionable again. The season will be back. And that's from your homeowners association. So,
well, why are you reading that one? That should have been a private email. But anyways, well, listen, they're my cars. My property. So if I need to make some repairs on the front yard, so be it. I mean, you know, I got them cars from Auto Simple in Cleveland, Tennessee. Thank you very much, Mike Garron. Do we have anything else?
Well, you know, if you go down to Mike Garron and you buy a pre-owned vehicle, it probably won't have any rust on. You know, like up there. Driving down here in the South, you never see a vehicle with the flopping fenders and the rust cancer in the quarter panels. You never see it. I saw some vehicles that came through on Interstate 24 heading, you know, south towards Chattanooga. And, you know, they were relatively, you know, 3 and 4 year old vehicles with that cancer on them. And, you know, you check out their plates and they're from like Montana, you know, Minnesota, you know, places like that where they salt the roads very heavily in the wintertime and just destroy your vehicles. So that's odd to see them down here. So come down and get, see Mike Garron, and he'll fix you up with a rust free car today.
Right. Anything else in the mailbag?
No, I don't see anything else. But then, it says your mailbag still sucks. Everyone, that keyboard warrior is still sending that stuff to you. They're all addressed to you. You know, at least your homeowners association addresses you as Mr. Stanton. You know, right. The rest of them, it's all Scoop. It's all Scoop, and it's just, you know, you got to do something about. You know, you got to be a little more authoritative so people leave you alone. You know, give them. You know what you do? Watch Clint Eastwood movies. You know,
watch
Clint Eastwood movies. And
I watch.
You know, try to mimic, you know, his eye gaze when he gazes at somebody. You know, try that. Or step up on a soapbox so you're a little taller than somebody instead of shorter.
Right. Well, I'm a tall dude. Anyways.
To not intimidate, but to show that, you know, you mean business.
Right. Well, they're just jealous of my my talent here in this microphone. They're jealous that, you know, I've been a Washington correspondent for the Political Cesspool for 12, 13 years. I host my own radio show that's heard worldwide. They get a big, huge salary, drive a flashy Ford Fusion. Live in a gated HOA with two junky cars in the front yard, but they're just jealous.
It might be the sideburns. Be the sideburns that are throwing people off, you know. So,
yeah.
they have these places, you know. Probably, you probably got one in your neighborhood. It's called a barbershop.
Yeah, and what's the chain up here? Hair Cuttery. If you have no time or look like some crap, just go to Hair Cuttery and it'll take care of you real good. I used to go to this other lady, used to cut my hair, and every time I walked out, I looked like Alice from the Brady Bunch. So I stopped going to her, and boy, they charge $35 for a haircut. But anyways, yesterday I was watching this TV show called My 600-Pound Life. About this 38-year-old girl that still lives at home, weighed 650 pounds. She weighed literally over a quarter ton. So I got to tweeting last night. So I said, I'm watching My 600-Pound Life. I do not feel sorry for that girl at all. No job, no kids, no bills, living at home. Just 600 pounds of excuses. Another thing I wrote on Twitter, which is at 75_show, is that... what's another one? Where's another tweet? I bet the boyfriend, because this 600-pound girl has a boyfriend. I bet the boyfriend would wonder why his car leans to the right. But anyways, that does it for another week of awesome radio-ness. Check the website, 75radio.org, 75radio.org, 75_show. Check us on Facebook. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. So long, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.